Now for our story. Assigned by Major McCall to re-photograph a certain mural in the ruins of an ancient Mayan city, a wall containing age-old drawings that hold a vital secret of flight, Pop and Tank, accompanied by young Christopher Cross, flew southward to Mexico, where they were forced by a faulty compass to stop overnight in the coastal city of Tampico. There, La Pantera, the wily, clever foreign agent who was also after the secret, struck again. And this time the boys were taken prisoner and held captive in a dirty, rat-ridden house on the waterfront. Left alone, Hop, Tank, and Chris managed to free themselves from their bonds, and now, as the first light of dawn filters through the dirt-encrusted window of their room, Chris is standing on Hop's shoulders, peering through the transom over the door.
Hop, the guard is asleep.
Are you sure, Chris?
I'm pretty sure. His chair is tilted back against the door and he's got his hat pulled down over his eyes.
Well, now, if I could yank that door open, he'd fall right in and we could get him easy.
Forget it, Tank. That door's too heavy.
Well, it's worth a try.
No, it might wake him up. Then our chance would be gone.
But you heard La Pantera say she was coming back in the morning, and it's morning now.
How about letting me down, Hop?
No, Chris. Just stay there and watch it.
Come on, Hop. Start percolating. We gotta get out of here.
Yeah, we'll make him open the door for us.
Who?
The guard, Hernando.
Hernando?
You heard me?
Yeah, I heard you, but I think you're nuts. What are you gonna do? Say please?
You'll see. Pick up those ropes over there, the ones that were around our arms and legs.
What's
going on? Hurry up, will ya?
Okay. You should tell me.
Chris,
yes?
Can you open that trap?
Well, I think I can.
Go ahead, try it.
Easy, not so much noise.
Hurry,
the hinges
are
all
rusty.
No.
Yeah, it's open now.
Thank heavens. Fernando's still asleep?
Yeah, I... Just move.
What's going on?
Quiet.
Well, Chris.
It's all right. He's asleep again.
Oh, got it. Tank, hurry up, will you?
All right. I'm coming.
Now, tie a slip knot in the end of the rope and then loop the other end through the knot.
What for?
Please, Tank, do as I ask. Will you and snap on it?
Oh, mysteries. Always mysteries. There. That okay?
Fine. Now, Chris.
Yes, Hop?
How good are you with a lasso?
Oh, pretty good. Yes.
You've got to be better than that. You'll only get one chance.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Try to get the keys off Hernando with the lasso?
No, I'll try to get Hernando himself right around the neck.
Oh, murder.
How about it, Chris? Think you can do it?
I'll do my best.
Okay. Give him the lasso, Tank. And you hang on to the end of the rope.
Check. Here, kid. Reach. There. Got it?
Swell. Now, while I hold on to your legs, you lean out as far as you can and drop the loop over Hernando's head. When it's around his neck, pull hard. Tank will take care of the rest.
With pleasure.
Do you understand what you're to do, Chris?
Sure, you.
Okay, boy. Go to it.
Make it good.
Try. Can you get a little closer to the door, Hop?
Sure.
Better?
Uh-huh. All right, ready.
Let it go.
Good luck.
There. I dropped it.
Swell. Is it up?
Oh, landed on his shoulder.
Oh, no.
He's waking up.
Pull it up. Try to drop it over his head.
Okay.
Hurry up for Pete's sake.
Yes, Maria, right now. You can't help. I got him.
Atta boy.
Tank, hang on, but don't strangle him. What's going on?
He fell off the chair. He's trying to get his rope loose.
Keep it tight, Tank.
Don't worry, I am.
Now, Chris, tell him to open the door or we'll swing him right off his feet.
Hernando.
Dead low.
Have you closed in the door, Hernando?
That's just our dude.
Hop, he's reaching for a gun.
Perfect. Oh,
you bitch.
Tell him to drop the gun, Chris.
You better drop that gun, Hernando.
No.
The rope will get tighter. His rocket.
Good. Now tell him to unlock the door. We'll really fix him.
Unlock the door, Hernando.
No, go on. Open that door or I'll stretch your neck so you look like a giraffe.
No, please. He means it, Hernando. Better open the door.
Yank it a little. Not too much, though.
How this?
Now we open the door.
I open. Now, he's getting smart.
Watch him, Chris.
I am. No tricks, Hernando.
Come on, make it snappy.
Tank, get there.
Ready and waiting. There, he doing.
Now,
Tank, retreat. Bow!
Oh, boy, what a shot.
Yeah, it was too easy. Like picking off a sitting duck.
Get his gun.
Roger.
Okay, Chris, come on down. And you did a fine job.
Hold still, I'll jump.
I got his gun.
Hang on to it. Now help me drag him in here. All
right. Hey, heavy. Want me to tie him up?
He's out cold. He won't move for quite a while.
Boy, you really landed one on him, Tank.
My Sunday special.
All right, now. This is far enough. Keep still in the door.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Lock him in. Take the keys with you.
Check.
Well, what do we do now, huh?
Get out of here. Fast. Ready, Tank?
All set.
Come on. Stairs are at the end of the hall.
Aren't we going to wake the La Pantera?
I don't know. We're getting up while the getting's good. Down the stairs.
Back.
Okay. Well, we never would have got the chance.
You don't think she'll come back here alone, do you?
Well, what if she don't? We can handle whoever's with her, too.
Nothing doing.
Oh, look, if it's me you're worried about, I can take care of myself. Honest.
I know you can, Chris, but take first things first. We've got a job to do, remember? After we find that wall and take those pictures, then we'll get to La Pantera. Yeah, this must be the last flight. Take it easy now.
Okay.
We're heading straight for the hangar, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you ain't going to stop me from paying off that grease monkey you steered us into this.
Mike, you paid off Hernando, okay?
Yeah, only twice as much.
Careful now. This is the ground floor.
Yeah. Just as much to worry.
Oh, boy, I'll sure be glad to get out of here.
Wait.
With one sweeping movement of his arm, Hawk brushes Hank and Chris flat against the wall, as through the grimy pane of glass in the door, he sees three menacing shadows, and in the center, the unmistakable figure of La Pantera. We'll bring you the gripping climax of today's episode in just a moment, gang, so stand by. You know, fellas and girls, the Army Air Force's all-weather run along the East Coast will certainly help out America's commercial airline companies. They always have trouble when bad weather sets in on their Air Force. Many times, planes have to fly on to other cities to land, and then passengers have to take a train to get to their destination. A lot of the new developments and improvements on old ones that came out of the war may wash up all this extra travel for good. You see, anything the Air Force finds out about flying in bad weather will be passed along to the airlines for their use. New and better types of radar and electronic control are being tested on the daily blind flying route. There's one radar unit by which the airport control tower can keep track of an incoming ship, and a ground controller can talk the pilot into position for a landing. Another radar control device keeps an airplane on a beam over 40 miles long, and little by little eases the ship over the airport. The same unit brings the ship in towards the runway and guides it to within a few feet of the ground. With that gadget, a pilot doesn't even have to see the field until it's right under his nose. Besides these controlled landings, the All-Weather Flying Center has developed and built the first all-electronic push-button automatic airplane. A Douglas C-54 has been rigged up with all the latest instruments and can take off, fly, and land without anyone touching the controls. There's always been a pilot along with the automatic C-54, just in case anything happened, but it won't be long before the robot plane starts flying the all-weather route without a pilot. Then the Air Force will really be making progress in the fight against fog and rain. Gang, it's up to you to take over the controls when you grow older. But always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. Escaping from the room in which they were held captive, Hawk, Tank, and Chris raced downstairs in desperate effort to make the hangar. But as they were about to open the front door, through the dirty window pane, they saw the shadowy outlines of La Pantera and two of her accomplices.
Jump and Jenny, they'll be inside here in 2 seconds.
Jeepers, what do we do now?
Back down the hall. Hey, come on.
Where do we go?
We gotta find some place to hide. Hey, there's a door behind the stairs. Open it.
More stairs going down.
All right, go on. You too, Craig.
Hot. La Pantera just came in.
Step on it.
We're going down to the basement.
All right, hold it now. Don't make any noise.
They're going upstairs.
Wait.
Oh, they're up on the second floor now. Where do they find Hernando?
Let's see. There must be a light switch around here somewhere.
We're in the cellar, all right.
No other way out but the steps that we came down on.
Hey, look, that opening in the wall over there. Come on, let's see where it leads.
Looks like a tunnel.
Yeah.
Where do you suppose it goes?
I don't know, but we'll find out. That's a cinch.
What's that?
Sounds like water.
Unless I miss my guess, we'll come out right on the waterfront. It's only across the street from the house, you know.
That's okay.
I wonder if our friend Sarah's found an ember yet.
Probably.
We'll hear an explosion pretty soon.
Look, we're coming out on some kind of a dock. Yeah. under one of the piers.
Well, where do we go from here? No ladders or any way you can get up into the
thing. You're
out here. They worked even faster than I thought they would.
Man, this is a dead end. We're stuck.
Why not? Chris, you can swim, can't you?
Well, yeah, sure. I can.
Okay, then we'll swim. You two game?
Yeah.
Sure.
Dive in and head for those palings over there. We can hide behind them.
Right. Let's go, Chris. Shoot. The water smells.
Shut up and
swim for the piling. They must be in the tunnel, Signora. Hurry.
They're coming close. Give it over. God, fellas. We've got to reach those pilings. Yeah.
Where's Chris?
What? Chris? She's gone. I don't see him no place.
Treading water, Hoff and Frank look around them frantically as Bluff and Sarah's men come closer and closer. But Chris is nowhere to be seen. What has happened to the boy? And with the enemy closing in, how can they possibly find him? Gang, there's action and suspense in our next thrilling episode, so don't fail to listen. Tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Come on, Pop! We'll be seeing you same time, same usual station. Pop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.